fellowship, sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, that's right. I am so glad that you're here. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio on this 26th day of October 2017. I know November begins a week from today. Oh, how about that, friend? How are you? It's Joey Crow. Good to spend some time with you. I pray that your week is coming along well. If it's not, well, praise God for his grace. Praise God for his mercy. Amen. And his strength and his comfort. Well, this morning we wrap up the round of the English conversation classes. Actually, this round that we have at the Great News Radio Center. We're going to have a couple of weeks off and pick back up on Thursday, November 9th. Now, we do the English conversation classes at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana every Thursday for 2 hours from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Now, we do it in six-week increments. And like I said, today is the last Thursday in this current series, and we will pick back up on Thursday, November 9th. If you're interested in teaching a conversation class, we have a couple of different levels, more in the beginner stage or intermediate instruction. If you want to sign up for that, just give us a call at 217-367-7777. Lots of fun. I see a lot of pictures on Facebook on Thursdays for sure. 217-367-7777. Or if you know someone who might benefit from our ECC classes, call that same number again. 217-367-7777. Or visit our website at greatnewsradio.org and click on that About button right there. Hey, and while you're there, be sure to make a gift here for the month of October. You know, with us being a listener-supported ministry, we don't receive government grants. We don't air commercials like other stations do. We depend on your financial support. You are our financial backbone of this listener-supported ministry. So consider making a gift today. You can give online, again, at greatnewsradio.org and click on donate. And we greatly appreciate your prayers and your financial contributions. And I'll tell you what, speaking of appreciation, this month is a special month. It's Pastor Appreciation Month. 1 Timothy 5:17 says, "Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching." So friend, I hope and pray that you have a chance to let your pastor know how much you appreciate him. So we're playing songs of appreciation for our pastor today here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Just a little congregation gathered in the church house pews. Sunday after Sunday, our eyes are all on you. Though it's not always easy, sometimes your strength seems gone, but through it all you've shown us just how to carry on. No one knows the hours you've spent upon your knees. The tear stains on your pillow are something no one sees. But in heaven there's a record of all you say and do. And right now we're giving honor where honor is due.
Because you gave, just look around and see all the lives that have been changed for eternity. Made a difference in our lives. That is why we say thanks. That is why we're here today, because you gave.
Then one day up in heaven, you'll hear him say, "Well done." And then you'll and everyone, you will see us walk through heaven's gates with tears in your eyes,
Our pastors today, it's Pastor Appreciation Month here in the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, and here's a song to remind us of the call that our pastor has. Here's Chris Rice and Go Light Your World.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning and some dark and cold, and there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. Carry your candle and run to the darkness. Seek out the helpless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle and run to the darkness. Seek out the Lord, tired and worn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. Whose hearts are blazing, so let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times. Carry your candle, run to the hopeless, deceived and poor, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle, go light your world.
answered the call and obeyed God's command. He sent you here, we know you're in His hand. Your message from the Word touches all our very soul. We've seen your faithfulness and we want you to know. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do. And God sees the sacrifice you've made for Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to the cross. And we know one day you'll hear your Father say, my child, well done. My child, well done. In the still quiet place, on your knees in prayer, God sees your tears, hears the burdens you bear. The Lord's by your side, blesses all that you do. Through the good and bad times, He'll see you through. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do. And God sees the sacrifice you've made for Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to the cross. And we know one day you'll hear your Father say, my child, well done. My child, well done. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do. And God sees the sacrifice you've made for Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to the cross. And we know one day you'll hear your Father say, my child, well done. My child, well done. Oh, my child, well done. My child, well done.
We are celebrating pastors today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
I dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing. Then someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man. He was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. Then he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day, when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Then another man stood before you. He said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You did didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave. That's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you have done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes. As Jesus took your hand, you stood before the Lord. Said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was
me.
a new river, and I want to thank you. We're celebrating pastors today here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, it's time for me to hang up my headphones. Our time is winding down here, but you can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.